Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Department of Defense says Israel entitled to protect itself against acts of aggression. Statement made after Israel attacked a dozen Iranian and Syrian targets in Syria. Israel says it was responding to anti-aircraft fire that downed an Israeli warplane returning from a raid on Iranian-backed positions in Syria because of an Iranian drone supposedly launched into Israeli territory. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I've been warning for some time about the dangers of Iran's military entrenchment in Syria. Iran seeks to use Syrian territory to attack Israel for its professed goal of destroying Israel.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani spoke at a news conference that was broadcast on state television. He said if one country thinks through or thinks about boosting terrorism or meddling in the affairs of other countries or can gain desirable results, he says it is making a big mistake. The incidents mark the most serious confrontations in Syria between Israel and Iranian-backed forces that have established a major foothold in the country while fighting in support of President Bashar al-Assad. Iranian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, visiting Ramallah, has expressed support for an independent Palestine and said he hoped for a return to peace talks. National chairperson of the African National Congress in South Africa says the nation's citizens should be patient with the ruling ANC leader Cyril Ramaphosa as he holds talks with President Jacob Zuma about a peaceful transition of power.